earlier today, I was with my accountability crew. And Dad, I know you were with yours. Yep. Yours are a little bit more seasoned in years than mine. Right. Mine are more my age, but I guess we're becoming more seasoned.
Yeah.
But and our accountability, as guys were just talking about triggers. What are some triggers that we experienced this last week? Which triggers that we fall to? Mm. And Paul talks about that today in 2 Timothy chapter 2. He's talking to a young guy. Timothy's a young guy. He said, hey, there's I want to talk things, about some triggers.
Yeah, there's some things that are going to trigger you.
Because I feel like, man, when you get older, less triggers?
Yeah, no. Sin. Okay. Temptation to sin. It's right, always a problem.
I thought I had that to look forward
sometimes
to.
Sometimes they may
not.
Shift in different ways, but you know, we're always susceptible to our own flesh. You're listening to Between the Lines. I'm Scott.
I'm Junior.
And you want to get started? Verse 1?
Timothy, my dear son, be strong through the grace that God gives you in Christ Jesus. You've heard me teach things that have confirmed by many reliable witnesses. Now, teach these truths to other worthy people who will be able to pass them on to others.
Now, the benefit there is he says that there's many other reliable witnesses. So it wasn't just Paul who was, and a lot of people want to point to Paul as being the only one that they want even say things like he changed the gospel or he changed the message of Jesus. And he was the lone wolf out there in the Gentile world. And that's just not the case. We know of a number of others that were also sharing the gospel. And we know that the 12 apostles, all of them scattered and took the word. Yeah. So he's saying that this has been backed up by other witnesses as well. And that, by the way, is important, too, because if you're only listening to one voice, you may find yourself in trouble.
That's right. Endure suffering along with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. Soldiers don't get tied up in the affairs of civilian life, for then they cannot please the officer who enlisted them. I love that. He's just like, stay out of drama and do what God told you to do.
Look at these analogies here. First of all, he says, if you're going to be a faithful minister, you need to be a good soldier. Now look at the next one.
Athletes cannot win the prize unless they follow the rules.
There we go, athlete.
Hardworking farmers should be first to enjoy the fruit of their labor.
And a farmer.
Yep. Think about what I'm saying. The Lord will help you understand all these things.
This is what a good pastor is supposed to be.
That's right.
He's supposed to be like a soldier, like an athlete, like a farmer.
Always remember that Jesus Christ, the descendant of King David. So you see, pointing out the Jewishness of Jesus. So they say, you know, well, Paul went to the Gentiles, but I mean, Paul was a Jew and points out the Jewishness of Jesus.
Yeah, this
here.
Is the good news I preach, he then says. So it's a Jewish gospel.
Yep. A descendant of King David was raised from the dead. This is the good news I preach. And because I preach this good news, I am suffering and have been chained like a criminal, but the word of God cannot be chained. So I'm willing to endure anything if it will bring salvation and eternal glory in Christ Jesus to those God has chosen.
Wow, that's saying something. I'm willing to endure anything.
This is a trustworthy saying. So this must have been a saying back then.
And if you're looking at your Bibles as you're reading this, which is always a good habit to do, you'll see that it's set apart as a poetic form.
And it might even be a song that the early church sang or chanted. If we die with him, we will also live with him. If we endure hardship, we will reign with him. If we deny him, he will deny us. If we are unfaithful, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny who he is.
Because he is always faithful,
Remind everyone about these things and command them in God's presence to stop fighting over words. Such arguments are useless, and they can ruin those who hear them. He's talking about semantics.
Right. Yeah, just getting into silly arguments that aren't going to get you anywhere. I mean, there are some debates that can be healthy. I think the way to be able to determine if a debate is healthy or not is, does this have anything to do with the lifestyles that are going to be outcomes of what we're talking about? And then am I able to do this in such a way that I'm saying it with love for the people who are hearing me?
Yeah.
Am I lifting them up or am I tearing them down?
Yeah.
All right, I'll get into verse 15 then. Work hard so you can present yourself to God and receive his approval. Now, you know, 2 Timothy 2:15, if you heard this in an older version, study, it's a study to show yourself approved unto God. Here we have work hard. And I think that the reason that the old King James used study there, because the word behind this is work, but there was a euphemism that was used in the first century that work was understood to be putting in the homework, you know, working hard to learn something, to know something. And so that I think that's where it came from. He goes on, he says, be a good worker, one who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly explains the word of truth. So there needs to be some studying there. That working hard there is to know what the word of truth is. And by the way, I think that this also shows that, I mean, those who are in ministry, this as a calling, I mean, this is not supposed to be the easy life. I think there's way too many people that are in Christian ministry that phone it in. And I think there's a lot of laziness in ministry. I hate to say that, but I really do think that's the case.
Oh, yeah.
And
some of these pastors are like, you work like how many hours a week? Like, 15, 20 hours a week. Are you kidding me, man?
Right. One of my buddies was an associate pastor at a church, and he would just get so frustrated. He said he didn't see the senior pastor all morning. He would show up just in time. This is years ago, back when Paul Harvey was always on at noon. And he would show up to listen to Paul Harvey, and when Paul Harvey was done, he'd be out of the office again.
Are you serious?
He had no clue where he was going, and and that church changed radically when that guy left and the associate pastor took over.
Yeah, somebody's putting in the work.
So, yeah, you need to work hard. Avoid worthless, verse 16, foolish talk that only leads to godless behavior. This kind of talk spreads like cancer, as in the case of Hymenaeus and Philetus. Now, I have to admit that I do enjoy joking around, goofing around and all of that, and I think there can be some good things about that, but he's saying here that be careful that that kind of talking, goofing around, and that sort of thing doesn't take us away from God.
Yeah.
They have left, verse 18, they have left the path of truth, claiming that the resurrection of the dead has already occurred. In this way, they have turned some people away from the faith. Well, sure, because people are saying, what? I missed out on it. But God's truth stands firm like a foundation stone with this inscription: the Lord knows those who are his, and all who belong to the Lord must turn away from evil. In a wealthy home, some utensils are made of gold and silver, and some are made of wood and clay. The expensive utensils are used for special occasions, and the cheap ones are for everyday use. If you keep yourself pure, you will be a special utensil for honorable use. Your life will be clean, and you will be ready for the master to use for every good work. Run from anything that stimulates youthful lusts. I think this is what you were talking about.
That's right. These are the triggers.
Yeah, because there are things that stimulate those. And you know what they are. There are some things that you look at or you see. Yeah. And we're not just talking, I think when we talk about that, we tend to think about lust as in sexual impurity. But there's all kinds of things that we can look at that can trigger that desire for material things or selfishness.
Yeah. Gossip.
Ought to stay away from.
In our accountability, we always talk about let's take that fight, like the fight of temptation, all the way back. Because often the fight starts way before you think it does. Yeah. It starts when you're just looking for something to watch on TV. That's where it really started. Yep. It wasn't the show when it started. It was when you were looking for a show.
Yeah, am I looking for something that's going to bring me towards God? Instead, pursue righteous living, faithfulness, love, and peace. Enjoy the companionship of those who call on the Lord with pure hearts. That is so good there. Your best friends ought to be people that are pursuing God with all their hearts. That'll help you to pursue him more as well. In fact, even as you're listening to this, some of you are in the car, some of you are sitting in your living room with your Bibles open, you're doing all different kinds of things listening to this, and we're glad you're listening, but that's a really good question for you. Are you pursuing people who are pursuing God with their whole heart? Because that'll change your Christian life, the people you hang out with. Again, I say, verse 23, don't get involved in the foolish, ignorant arguments that only start fights. He says this a few times in this chapter. A servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but must be kind to everyone, be able to teach, and be patient with difficult people. That's a tough one for me. Gently instruct those who oppose the truth. Perhaps God will change those people's hearts, and they will learn the truth. Then they will come to their senses and escape from the devil's trap, for they have been held captive by him to do whatever he wants. Because he's the one that wants to take them away. All right, we'll get into chapter 3 next week, tomorrow. But right now, let's get over to Proverbs 16. Proverbs 16, in verse 11. I'm looking at verse 11 right now. The Lord demands fairness in every business deal. He sets the standard. He expects us to do right. I've got a friend who actually listens to this. He doesn't go to our church because he lives out of state, but I quote him all the time. He said to me many years ago, and I remember I loved it. He said, it's only a good deal if it's a good deal for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
And so I even think that way if I'm buying something on Marketplace or eBay or whatever, I don't want to be that person that's always looking to take advantage of somebody else.
Yeah.
In fact, ever. Instead, there are times when I will pay more than what the person is asking because I take this scripture as real. The Lord demands fairness in every business deal. He sets the standard. Let's not take advantage of other people. Instead, let's look to be a blessing to others, even when it comes to business.
Yep, absolutely. That's good. Love it. All right, well, today is National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day. It's actually it, which I wish was every single day.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, Junior, you were in a staff meeting earlier today.
Oh, yeah, that story.
Telling a story about going to some very wealthy people's homes, not knowing you're going to go inside and have your pajamas on.
Yeah, they had a party, a birthday party in like the North Shore area. Yeah, nice area. Went to this beautiful house. I thought I'd just, you know, they'd like have Nora run outside. Like, hey,
well,
no, come
said,
in the basement.
It was Sabbath, so I had my pajamas on. I said, well, why would the Sabbath be any different than any other day for you?
Oh, I love my pajamas. So I walk in and I go down to the basement, you know, pick up, you know, kind of like opening gifts, and it smelled like cannabis.
Oh, man.
And everyone was looking at me because I'm the long haired guy wearing pajamas. Like, it's not me, guys. I promise. Somebody else in there.
All right.
Wear your pajamas to work today.
Yeah, well,
be like
I'm
me.
Not, I'm not doing that. I'm wearing my pajamas. It's just I've got clothes over them. So. All right. Well, hey, listen, good being with you again. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow.